The winter solstice is Sunday. The sun will be at its farthest point north, marking the start of a new season. Commentator Mary Sojourner's move to the southwest has given her a fresh perspective on the shortest day of the year.
I am a daughter of the light, a woman ruled by the dark, a mammal whose energies are moved by the cycles of the moon and the immutable drift of the seasons. 17 years ago, I came to northern Arizona, a greenhorn, not only to the southwest, but to time not measured by human clocks, to lunar time, solar time, body time. Since those days, I've learned much from the southwestern sun, and sky so huge it cannot be ignored. But it was the moon that jolted me fully awake. I had moved into a little cabin south of Flagstaff. A weather-beaten shower house lay a few hundred feet away. The surrounding forest seemed wilderness, vast, harboring the possibility of bears, hungry bears. The first evening I walked to the shower, I carried a flashlight, a whistle, and a can of bear spray. Sunset burned rose gold. The full moon drifted up from the dark pines. I stood alone in the clearing, tilted my face to rose light, then silver, and tucked the whistle and bear spray in my pocket. Next night I walked out at the same time. No flashlight, no whistle, no bear spray. Sunset glowed molten. The eastern sky cooled and went dark. I waited for the moon, and waited. At last the moon rose. My landlord came out of his cabin. "The moon's late," I said. "No," he laughed gently, "you've just been a city gal too long." I've been a country gal long enough now to learn the moon rises at different times as it moves through its cycles, and at different points on the horizon as the seasons change. The sun does the same. And of course it is not the sun that moves, but us, or rather the sweet earth beneath our feet. Now we turn toward the longest night. Some believe the slow descent many of us feel as winter deepens is seasonal affective disorder, the body clock's exaggerated response to the fading of the light. I wonder if we are so much disordered as responding naturally, as our long-ago ancestors did, slowing down, moving toward hibernation like the bears I once imagined. Perhaps our disorder is only the discomfort a mammal feels living out of sync. As so many of us race through the shrinking days, we spin toward winter solstice, toward the welcome turning of the light.
The comments of Mary Sojourner, author of the short story collection, Delicate. She joins us from Arizona Public Radio in Flagstaff.